Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So yeah, hello, hi. Well, what about Dave in Now Magazine? It's the talk of Radio 1, the whole building. Various copies of Now Mag sort of scattered around the building, people gathered in clumps. Eagerly looking at the photos of Dave in his pants. We have set up a helpline here at Radio 1 for any members of staff who've been looking at the photos for too long and now just want to talk it through with a counsellor. Help is available. Are you all right? Are you okay? Have you had a nice Tuesday so far? Good, good, good. I had a nice night last night. Caught up on a Boardwalk Empire. It's very good. So I stayed and watched a bit of that. Then had Boardwalk Empire dreams. Like, you know, being chased with gunmen and stuff and doing the Charleston and gangsters and all that kind of stuff. So that were a bit stressful. I was relieved to wake up just in my normal bed, not in Atlantic City, wearing a flapper dress. Do you know what I mean? It was a big, big relief. Had a lovely day so far. My day got even better when I arrived at Radio 1 Towers to meet and to chat and to hang out with, Oh my gosh, it's only Usher and I'm interviewing him and all that. And I go, Usher, I'm Saz. That's what happened. And he's lovely. They're nice and that. And he's a superstar and a legend and everything, but he's just really nice as well. Complete professional, loads of fun. I did a showbiz quiz on him, you know, just to check if, like, you know, if he had any exotic pets and a big swimming pool and stuff. And he went along with it and he's very nice. So, Becky, as we speak, you might be thinking it's a bit quiet. It's because Becky is busily beavering away on the computer there to edit out any little potty mouth words that might have slipped in there or references to brands. And she'll get the wheat from the chaff. Obviously, it's mainly wheat, so she's got quite a tricky job on. And then we'll play the little edited snippets of Usher and find out as well if we played him Becky's special mix of the Daddy song.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we did ask yesterday on the show, if you spot anything funny on the telly box, do let us know. So thank you to everybody who got involved on Twitter last night, tweeting Becky, because they noticed something, didn't they?
Yes.
They were watching One Born Every Minute, weren't they? Have you finished your Radio Gold, by the way?
Oh, it's good. You don't need much editing, so.
No, I didn't think so. I explained to the listeners, sorting the wheat from the chaff was mainly a wheat-based project.
Yes.
When it comes to me.
That's why it was so quick.
Did you cut out the bit, like, the awkward bit at the beginning where I was going, oh, you have got a nice face.
No,
you've got nice eyes.
That's all.
Have you kept that in?
Yeah. Oh, don't need to hear that. It's brilliant. It's you, like, for the first 10 minutes of the interview, like, oh, Usher, I love your shoes. Oh, Usher, I love your eyes.
That's how I try and warm them up a bit. Do you know what I mean? Get them loose.
Oh, do you do that to everybody?
Get the juices flowing.
I genuinely thought you really fancied him. We're hearing a bit and they can decide.
He's cute. He's handsome. He is handsome. But you know what I mean? No one's as handsome as my belly boy. But he is, isn't that? I can totally see why the girl's digging. So, anyway, so you weren't watching One Born Every Minute.
No, and it's one of those programmes where everyone talks about it all the time, don't they? But I've never had the stomach to watch it because it's just lots of ladies.
It's ladies
having
giving
babies.
Birth, and it's lovely. I see a lot on Twitter about it with people going, it's had me crying again. And there's not a lot down at the business end, obviously. It's not
about the time I'm eating my tea, so
it's
like,
not embarrassing bodies. There's not, like, you know, close ups of anything going on. Do you know what I mean? It's about, I think, the emotional.
It's really emotional, yeah.
The first series was on when I was expecting last time with Rennie, and I couldn't make myself watch it because I just thought, I can't watch any ladies in pain when I'm going to have to do that myself again in a few months. So I didn't watch it. And now I must say, I had Biggest Loser on. Bayek, they're doing well. Davina's crew all losing their way. Very good, watching a bit of that last night. So anyway, One Born Every Minute. So you suddenly just get a flurry of tweets.
Of everyone saying, what is Timmy Trendy doing on One Born Every Minute?
Let's have a listen. Does she sound like Timmy Trendy? She's a lady in the throes of giving birth.
Make sure she does epidural first. Or at least gets it sorted out first.
I have to say that when I watched it, play it again, she's amazing.
And then I'm going to play some Timmy. So this is the lady giving birth.
Make sure she does my epidural first. Or at least gets it sorted out first.
Amazing, this is Timmy.
Darling, it's Timmy.
Make sure she does my epidural first.
Darling, it's Timmy.
Gets it sorted out first.
No, I have to say, when I was watching it, that is amazing and she just sounds so much like him. But I think that's because, that's definitely because she was on the Gas and Air.
She was on Gas and Air, which just makes...
She doesn't sound like that at all in real life, the lovely Hayley. Who had a lovely little boy.
Okay, so congratulations to Hayley and her partner. And but it was just... It's just amazing, though. I love it.
Make sure she does my epidural first. Or at least gets it sorted out first.
She's brilliant. Radio 1 Podcast. So Fee works on the show and Tommy just popped in. People keep coming up, basically, staff, and asking me if Usher smelt good. I mean, I don't know why if this is a thing. I mean, he's got his own scent. I do know that. I mean, like his own spray-on scent. But I didn't sniff him. I didn't get a kiss. I didn't sniff him. I'd just eaten a mint because I'd been quaffing a cappuccino and I was a bit conscious of my breath, so I didn't really lean in. And I've got like another cut-off sleeve muscle vest on. And I was a bit paranoid. I didn't go in for a big kiss. I didn't know if he'd be up for that. So I do remember, though, that I did... Ben, jokingly, a few years ago, said that he wanted the Usher aftershave for Christmas, and I pushed through all the Christmas shopping crowds on London's Oxford Street with a seven-month bump, determined to find this Usher scent, and I found it, and I gave it to Ben on Christmas morning, thinking it was going to be the highlight of our relationship. And he was like, I was joking, you idiot. And I was like, oh, no. I totally believe it was like a quip. He quipped that he'd like Usher's aftershave, and I totally believed him. Hello to Naomi, who says, when I have an argument with my boyfriend, I normally do shout LOL at the end so he knows that I'm joking. That's brilliant. I'm sure that serves you well in your relationship. It's great to have Coxie and Bex back. Yay, the dream team. Thanks. That's Matt off of Alfreton. Thank you. Hello, 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 hello. We're travelling from Bolton to sunny Birmingham. Massively boring. You're keeping us going. Jess and Ed, everything we do, we do it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Podcast. Have you done a good job then, just tweaking this Usher interview where we came in a bit early, didn't we? And we hung around and we recorded it up in BBC Radio 1 Extra. Hanging out. It's very nice up there. Can't believe I've not been up there before. It's terrible. So we went up. It's very cosy. It's nice. So we went up there anyway and waited for the... We kept looking out the window, didn't we? Going, oh, there's a Range Rover, there's a Range Rover. Oh, it's carried on going. And we didn't tell anyone that Usher was coming because of security reasons, because there'd be thousands and squillions of screaming girlies outside. So we didn't say anything. So when I pulled up to work in a cab, there was two bollards and a security man stood there just in case word had got out. It was literally two little traffic cones on the road. I was like, and apart from that, there's no other sign. So we kept looking, didn't we? Going, there's a car coming. Oh, way up. There's a Ford Galaxy. No. And then he arrived. And then I've just got to just cover my ears for this first bit because I'm a bit like, you look good. I'm like chatting him up. He's like, I've met him in some sort of nightclub in Essex. And it's really cringe. So this is me and the very lovely Usher. Usher, welcome to Radio 1. Hello.
How you doing?
I am very, all the better for seeing you.
Oh, man, it's good to be here.
You're looking good. Does it take a long time to get this look together? You've got like the... What's going on with the like blue kind of suede-y kind of boots?
Yeah, my blue suede shoes.
Very good. Did anybody step on them? It's a bit of an old reference, isn't it?
Nah. This is a little bit of my swag of the day, a little bit of Otto up top. Mm. And the shoes are Marty Margiela.
Very nice.
Yeah.
When you go shopping, can you get people to like close down shops to the public so you can just walk about?
We've done it one time.
Oh, really?
One time. It was after hours, though.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I could probably get you in at my local pasty shop. Get you a few free pies. vanilla slice. The shades are good. Now, I saw you on Ellen DeGeneres' show. I was having a little look online, doing a bit of research, and you kept the shades on. Are the shades a permanent thing? Coming off.
You know what it is? It's called late night.
Right, okay. So the shades are off. You've got nice eyes, though.
Yeah.
A lovely face.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, this is a bit weird, isn't it? I'm gonna actually ask some questions.
No, talk to me. It's okay. So, let's just keep it right there.
The gigs are going well, are they? The O2, big place?
Yeah, the gigs are incredible. We played 5 nights at the O2. I'm done. So I stuck around because I wanted to do a little bit of radio and let my fans that have been supporting me know about it. And also just come by and tell you guys thank you so much for supporting the music, supporting the movement. You know, as my musical experience has changed, you know, it's right on the beat of where you guys are. But to see the success of More, to see the success of OMG, DJ Got Us Falling in Love, and now Daddy's Home, I'm really, really excited about it. And I'm really happy to once again be out here and playing to sold-out audiences and have my fans support me. I appreciate it.
Well, the album's great, Raymond versus Raymond. I've got the CD of it, and it's quite helpful because when I'm doing little gigs, there's one pink CD and there's one purple, and I write down where OMG is, and you dig it, and it's like pink, purple, so thank you for that, was your choice, the pink and the purple.
Yeah, man, the purple was mine.
Very good, lovely. Very optimistic colour, purple.
Yeah, man.
Mm. So your gigs are quite energetic. Have you ever pulled a muscle but had to carry on and sort of style it out?
You know what? No, I have this preventative exercise or a regimen that I do every night. I have a masseuse that travels with us because the dancers, you know, we get, you know, muscle spasms and stuff like that. Because it's a fully active show. For the people who came and saw it, you understand what we do. It's 2.5 hours of nonstop movement and, you know, really challenging our bodies. We kind of working ourselves more than athletes. But anyway, there's this regimen every night that I do where I take a cold dip and a bath full of ice.
Wow.
So, yeah, to release the toxins in my body. It's boring. You know what
it's not. I like it. It's what? So after the gig you do this?
Yeah, after the gigs.
Where'd you get all the ice from? You've not got all those little fiddly trays that you have to, like, pop them out.
No. Every night they have, like, a ton of ice that they put in this this inflatable tub, and I sit in it, you know, for roughly about 2 minutes, and then I take a dip in this hot tub that I have. So I go from hot to cold, hot to cold, hot to cold. It just helps to release the toxins in my body. You don't want to hear that, though. That's how I manage, though, to not, you know, deal with a broken ankle or a sprained ankle or, you know, swollen fascia or something like that. You know what I mean? That's how I get through it.
I believe for a man it's not a good look to be sat in freezing cold water.
You know what? I manage that part of it, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually covered in that area. Literally,
okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Cool.
I have these tight as a glove shorts, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you, you wouldn't get it. But anyway, I take a dip in the pool, in the tub, and I'm protected in that area. Yeah, I got kids to make out, you know? Yeah. I'm not done. You don't want to put them on ice, you know what I'm saying?
Now then, how's it going pulling girls from the crowd? Is it going good? What do you, if, you know, next time you're playing, if me and Becky come along, what do we have to do for the pull me out of the crowd moment?
You got to get a pick me t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
People do that.
Well, there's this, we just created a new new merchandise item for my female fans because they're always like, pick me. So you have these pick me shirts and that's how we get you.
Okay.
I normally go for the girl who, you know, is obviously giving me a good eye contact and shows that she's going to be a good candidate for, you know, that song.
And they've got to be, like you said, they've got to be confident and kind of up for it because you're kind of like, you know, you sort of throw them around a bit and it's in front of a lot of people.
It is.
Now, you got kicked in the head, which I thought you handled beautifully.
I've had a few good ones and a few bad ones.
Tell us, you handled it brilliantly. I was looking online at it last night. So the lady she was great up until that point. She seemed she totally got it. And you're doing all the singing with her.
Yeah, when it happens, when you have an accident on stage, what do? You don't quit. You keep going, you know? She kicked me in the head. Okay, damn, it happened. But that makes tours fun. You know, it's those moments right there that make it even better.
It was brilliant because people were filming it on the big screens and you could hear everybody around the pit go, oh!
I don't think this is good, though. This part of it, like, you will forever be the girl who kicked Usher in the face. Like, that's not a good handle. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely worth looking up online, the Usher kicked in the head bit.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. So Usher popped in a little bit earlier on and Paxman-esque interrogation continues apace. As well, I needed to know a crucial question. I had to ask him this concerning myself and Becky.
What are the chances of us being in one of your pop videos?
One of my pop videos?
I mean, we could just be in the background. We could be like the sexy blonde.
We can manage that.
Sisters.
Yeah, of course. The next time I'm shooting a video, you guys fly over to Los Angeles. And yeah. You got it. Of course. It'd be my pleasure to have you in a video. Of course.
If we turn up, I mean, how do we get prepared for it? Do we need to start practicing?
Well, you know what? It all depends on the role that you're playing.
Okay.
I need you full out in character. Understand that an Usher video is very serious.
Okay.
Okay, so if you come to set, you have to be camera ready.
Okay.
You got it? Okay, cool. So all you got to do is right now, every day, two times a day.
Yeah.
Okay, I need you to full out dance. You have to break a sweat two times a day from dancing.
Okay.
All right, she's turning beet red right now.
Okay, we can do that, Becky.
That's not hard. You'd probably do that at the nightclub after hours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. You go hit the pub, you know what I mean? Shake a leg, you know?
Okay, we can shake a leg, can't we, Becky?
You got it, Becky.
And if anyone asks us if we get, like, arrested or anything, we could just say we're doing it for you.
There you go, of course.
Just give him Usher's
contact. Usher told me to do this. Yeah. That'll work.
Are my arms too muscly for a girl?
I don't think so.
Okay. We wanted to check because we've been talking about it on the show a lot. I've been working out and I've kind of got...
I like it. It's nice. You're wearing it well.
Okay, thank you.
And you want us to see them because you got guns. Yes, you do.
Yeah, I've got like this weird... I keep wearing like muscle vests. I mean, do you like your women muscly?
She got little torpedoes there. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Welcome to the gun show.
Yeah, man.
I've written a showbiz quz. You can just give me yeah or no, or give me more details. Have you got a pool, Mr. Usher?
Yes.
Yes. Do you have a diving board on the pool?
No.
Oh. Do you have a slide?
I do not have a slide.
Rubber dinghy?
Rubber dinghy?
Mm?
What's a rubber dinghy?
Like a little inflatable boat.
I have inflatable things, yes. That sounds funny. That's
What are their names? The inflatable things. Do you have a set of guard dogs?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you have a white tiger?
No, I do not.
Snow leopard?
No.
Komodo dragon?
Working on it.
Do you have any pets at all?
No, I don't have. I don't really have the time for pets right now. I have two children.
They take up
all that time.
I've got three of them.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they run around, they eat, make a mess and noise. And
that's right.
You love
clean
it.
After cleaning that poop, you don't want a dog. It's like, I'm cool. I have two kids. And I don't mind cleaning theirs.
No.
The dog, you're like, you know what? That's it.
That's enough.
I'm done. You're out of here.
Do you have a sauna?
I do.
What's the most people you've ever fit in it, please, Mr. Usher?
The most people I've ever fit in my sauna. Four.
Oh, okay. Mm. That's quite a modest amount.
Yeah. Well, you were expecting more? Jeez.
I was expecting like 32.
Yeah.
If you were throwing a house party at your house, what equipment would people be required to bring? Swimming gear? Snorkel mask? Toothbrush?
No. Toothbrush would be nice.
Okay.
It all depends on what guest. and how long she's gonna actually, you know what, I have toothbrushes too, you know, no problem. I have a few spares.
That is showbiz.
Yeah,
have you got a massive bed? Becky wanted to know that one.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Now then, Usher, before you go, a while ago you spoke to Scott Mills on the phone.
Okay.
And it was revealed that Becky here is into the whole daddy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you very kindly, you may not remember, but you very kindly said lots of sort of daddy phrases for her.
Okay.
She made this song, and it's a bit of a remix.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Okay, let me hear it.
Yeah, Becky plays it a lot at home.
Becky, listen. Yeah. Daddy needs it. Daddy needs it. Daddy needs it right now. Hey, Becky, how you doing? Yeah. Hey, Becky. You mind getting daddy coffee? Sweetheart? Thank you, baby. Thank you. Becky, I need you to walk it here. Yeah, man. Daddy needs it. And Becky, sweetie, I need some French fries. Can you go get it for me, baby? Mm. And Becky, listen.
Daddy's home.
So,
very creative, Becky.
It just brings a little personal touch to a really
It brings
good song.
A personal touch. You know what? It brings it home.
Yeah.
Daddy needs it.
I'll play the proper one now. But
well, Daddy needs it. Not now, but right now. I love it.
Or she will play Hey Daddy, the actual proper song now.
I love it. That is hilarious, man.
Lovely to meet you and lovely to chat to you. Thank Pleasure you very to talk much. To you too. Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. The first time ever we have cringe crashed the text with people just not being able to get over A, my clumsy flirting, you've got a nice face, things like that. And Becky in the daddy song. What a guy Usher is. So cringe, we're both a bit uncomfortable, aren't we? I've just, good job, it's time for news headlines now. I've got to uncurl my toes, it's going to take a while. Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. It's difficult to talk about this. Scott Mills is out in the desert. I'm here filling in for him. And what's the most politically correct way of saying it? He's gone bananas.
I think he's tired from all the trekking. It's very hot out there.
It's very hot. He's under a lot of pressure, and it's a difficult thing that he's doing, and he just needed to let off a bit of steam. So there is a video online, bbc.co.uk/radio1, after the first day of full-on trekking, where basically Scott has got a torch strapped to his forehead and is sort of raving in the desert. This is a little clip of it. You know, you hear in the background people is going about their business, probably filling up their water bottles and sorting out and looking at maps and things. And this is how Scott's reacting to the pressure, really. And we couldn't work out where on earth had we heard that do-do-do song before. Was it from this well-known track? I can do it like a brother. Maybe not. This is my idea. And maybe. No, it's not that. It's definitely not that. So then, thought maybe it could be this. Do you really like it? Do you really like it? We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like this. Do you really like it? Is it wicked? Could be, no, let's have a listen to it again. And then, Becky, like a flash, didn't it? Came to our little brains and we knew where we'd heard it before. Here we go. Wow. It's like that In You DJs We Trust trail we keep playing. Get ready for the launch of this. But Scott Mills takes it deeper. Yeah, maybe not. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Rather excitingly, Scott Mills has managed to get all of us from the middle of the desert, and I just want to say before I fade him up that, Scott, you are live on air. Please do not swear. Scott Mills?
Hello. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, you sweetheart. How are you feeling?
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear, what? Oh, no.
Today was just absolute torture. Seriously.
Cara's there as well. We can hear Cara. What is that?
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, love.
No, it's just we've... Hello, we've arrived in camp tonight when it's dark, and we've seen our first scorpion, and it's a tiny one, and I've heard that those
it wasn't
are
tiny.
Were killers. Yeah, but the smaller ones, it wasn't small, but those ones. Anyway, I'm not going to sleep tonight. I'm absolutely. Last night I just got used to the sleeping situation, and now I've seen a scorpion, and I know I'm not going to sleep.
Now, what was it that I heard on with Chris this morning, Scott, about all the little scorpions that you can see with the fluorescent light or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got this UV light. Our man in charge, Jed, he has got this UV light. And if you shine it on the sand, you can see all the scorpions. And if one of us gets bitten by those, then we're out of the trek. Seriously, like, you won't be able to walk tomorrow.
Isn't it
true that
the smaller they are, the more dangerous ones? If you get one the size of a house brick, you're all right. But it's like the tiny ones. Yeah. Gosh. So tell us today, you've been over, well, not quite hill and dale, sort of up a bit of mountain and down a bit of rocky bit. What's the terrain been like today? What's the hardest bit?
It's a sick joke, is what it is.
Today, obviously, I mean, you're kind of bored of us saying that it's hot now, because obviously hot is hot, right? But the sun burns, you can feel it burning your skin. So we've all got like factor 50 sun block on, but it still burns you. That's how hot it is. It was over 40 degrees today.
And do you have to keep rehydrating? Is it a bit like that scene in Jarhead where they all have to stand in the desert looking sexy and rehydrate, just drink lots of water?
Not looking sexy though, are we?
No, we look ming. I was talking to an ex-SAS person today who is here working on this, and he was saying that this is equivalent or worse than army training.
Wow. And listen, what...
Fair play to the army.
What have you got buddies? Have you got sort of someone that you're always... I mean, I know it's a bit awkward, Scott, because you sat there now with Cara. You can't be like, well, it's not her. But, I mean, I'm sure it is. Do you have people that you're... Do you have people that you sort of... You're drawn to and that you naturally just want to hang out with when you walk? Who's, you know, who are you hanging out with?
We've all kind of... Because we're all getting on at the moment.
At the moment.
So, actually, there were a lot more silences today. There weren't there when we were walking. I just walked on my own for ages.
You sort of give up talking in the end, don't you?
Cause yeah.
You sort of, and we said it's such a shame because there's such an amazing view around, and yet we're just so tired. We're just looking at the ground the whole time. I haven't looked up.
I just look, I put the brim of my hat down and just look at my feet going, one, 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 one. We've done nearly, in the heat today, nearly the equivalent of a marathon.
Gosh. And so it's just non-stop. I just imagine it's just because it's just the non-stop walking. It's not like you're running for an hour or you're... It's like just hours and like 11 hours of just non-stop walking. And you obviously just can't stop and be like, can we all have a sit down?
We started at 7 this morning and we got here an hour ago.
Okay, now have you had your goat?
No, there's no food yet because one of the... Right, let me talk you through the food, okay? So breakfast is a piece of toast and an egg.
Yeah.
And then the lunch is, as we were saying earlier, it's a piece of foil. And inside the foil, there is... I was so hungry earlier, I was considering eating the foil. And inside is like a quiche, which is rolled up into a ball. That's not the way it was served, but it just gets so hot that it's just like melted. Then today, did you see the slice of pizza?
I got quite excited, and then it was just melting in the hands.
And also, you just can't eat it because by the time it gets to you, it's all melted.
Yeah.
Also, obviously, your water, because you're walking in the heat, is hot. So you're just drinking hot water.
Mm. Oh,
when you're on a holiday. Oh no, sorry, it's just made me realise when you're on holiday, you know, you get hot, you take a little dip in the pool or you run in the sea or have a nice can of Coke or something, and it's just the hot water. It's just really odd, but we're all getting on so well. And I guess to the question of who we're walking with, we kind of all swap about a bit, really, don't you? Walk in team, you know, in groups.
We had a nice chat earlier, didn't we?
Is Ollie still pretty chipper and cheerful?
Well, here's so the latest chipper. News. No, he's not now.
Oh, what happened?
Did you see him?
Oh, with the scorpion.
Like, you're having a laugh, mate. Like, what? I've got to put my tent up. Oh, God. Where, is there no food? What do you mean there's no food? To be fair, he has walked about like 20 miles today, and the delivery... Because we're so remote here, the delivery truck that's delivering our food has got stuck somewhere, so we haven't got any food either.
I'm just so thirsty.
Cara, how are you doing with, like, you know, the sort of girl side of things? I mean, have you got enough knickers with you? Have you got lip balm? I mean, have you got dry
no
shampoo?
Cares.
Have you washed your fringe?
Oh, I thought of Well, I thought of everything, but then I just didn't think about the reality of it. And the toilets, you know, I've never done it. I've never camped before.
You got a bit emotional today, didn't you?
I did. I got a little bit. We had this walk and it was, I did. I was a little cry. I am an emotional person, to be honest.
And
be
why
fair.
Did you have the little cry? Because you had to wee in the hole or in the bush?
It's just, yeah, sometimes you just hold it in and you just don't want to go because it's just odd. It's getting over those. And I just got past it until this blooming scorpion has come along and I'm back to square one. But it's just, you know, we're in these tiny little tents. We're in single man tents and you kind of just are checking for everything constantly. But yeah, I'm over my cry, but it's hard. It's so much harder than I thought. I thought there'd be little concrete slabs that they put our tents up on, so no, nothing could kill us.
I've just been told to shake out everything in my tent.
Just shake it out. And also, Scott, you may recognise this voice.
Hello.
Oh, there's that build it up. Oh, there we go. There. Hello from Becky.
It's forgotten me already.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Keep walking.
Thank you. I am.
And also, this
it's
might
nice to hear your voice.
It's good.
Radio 1 podcast.
And also, we've got your video online of you raving with a torch strapped to your forehead.
And we has that gone on?
Yeah, we did a little remix of it. We knew we'd heard the tune somewhere.
Yes.
Yes.
DJ Jean.
I knew you'd love that.
Coming to a student uni bar near you soon. Lovely. Listen, you're doing a great job. We are all very, very proud of you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Sterling for Scott, you're right. 7 minutes past eight. Me with Becky.
Hello.
Bex and Sal's, the dream duo, we were called on the text before.
Was that before or after they'd heard the amazing Usher interview?
Shut up. Really embarrassing. I mean,
I didn't realise we giggled that much, like,
I know.
In the presence of
greatness.
Good-looking men.
Yeah. We giggled coquettishly, didn't we? We were... I mean, it's a good job. I've already sort of trapped a man to breed with and that. Because I'm not that impressed with my flirting technique, where basically I go, "You've got a nice face," is basically what I was saying to him. "I like your eyes. Can I touch them?" Do you know what I mean?
I
mean,
anyway. I might speak to Ben and see if that's how you got him.
No, I just go, look. That's an impression of getting him. that's an impression of buying him a few drinks, by the way, and nothing else. So he thought of a way that we could tie in Scott's very incredible desert walk with a stupid street investigation. How are they travelling? Well, they're actually walking, but what's walking behind them, as well as scorpions and mountain bears? Yes, camels, carrying all of Scott's Louis Vuitton luggage. Spare flip-flops and shades and all that. So we thought, because there's camels involved, why don't we go out onto Stupid Street and ask people to do their bestest camel impression? We asked 10 people. You get 3 points per correct answer. So a potential from the 10 people, 30 max points. Scott Mills points for you. 81199. If you get a lot of points, let me know. If you don't do that well, let me know as well. So we all, of course, know what a camel sounds like. I thought it was more of a like a kind of noise.
I've got no idea.
That's what I pursued. But maybe the
is
camel
like
that
horse?
I've heard is... I thought it was like a bit... I think it was an heavy smoker, the one I heard, because that's what I thought they did. It's not really like a horse. No horse I've ever heard. Have a listen to this. I know. A bit belchy, isn't it?
Oh.
Another one, a different camel. Oh, dear.
Oh, they all sound different then.
Yeah.
Depends on what they're trying to say, I guess.
Well, it sounds like they're having an argument. This one goes, "Sorry, not very happy, you're giving me the hump." And then this one goes, "Sauce, go sauce." Like that. So anything close to will do, okay? Here we go then. By the way, there's no other chatting on these impressions, so if people have gone, "Hey, I'm going to be on Radio 1 doing my camel impression," they'll have no proof.
Who's going to decide whether they're good or not? Are you the judge of the camel?
Yeah, right. I should be, I think.
Right.
Oh, you and me?
No, you could know. No, I'm going
to
guess.
Oh, I've... because of the Scotland. Okay, so you've got to guess how many out of 10 managed to do a good camel impression.
In your opinion?
In my opinion.
Three.
You're going to say three.
Not that you're harsh, but I think you're quite specific when it comes to your camel noises.
To me, camel noises. You know me well. We've worked together many years. Here we go then. Impression number one. Well, that's a no. I'm sorry. Maybe if you're chasing a lamb, that's what they sort of sound like. So that's no. Okay, so number one, no. Here we go. Number two. I love how it sort of just goes into a massive laugh. I don't think that's like... Oh, not bad, though. We'll have that one.
Really?
It's like a cheerful camel.
Okay.
Let's have that one. No, not really. No, can't have that one.
Oh, there you go.
I like that one.
That was quite good.
There you go.
He was quite smug, wasn't he? There you go. Next. Do you know what I mean? He was kind of like, what do you want from me now? There's the camel. So that's two so far. Yeah, we should just move on. That's like a sort of emergency ambulance noise in a really poor country. It's really bad. Oh, no. Frisky little pony, number six. Yeah. Years in panto served that boy well. Dear.
I think that was good, but I just think he sounds like he can't really be bothered. He's like, oh, God, do you want me to do another camel impression? No,
it's like somebody else has just stopped him up the street and got him to do a camel impression. What are the chances? Sounds like a camel after too much gin. Whatever. What do we think? Yes, maybe?
No, he's not putting in.
No, okay then. So for you to be right, we just need to find one more, and then that means you've got...
Yeah.
Meh. Oh. That's him spitting on Scott.
What did he just say?
Meh. That's him spitting on Scott.
That's him spitting on...
Well, they do spit, don't they? They're supposed to, yeah.
He doesn't know Scott, does he?
No. No, it was just... I think that's quite good that he's...
He's added character.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give him that one.
Yes, good. Okay, so right, well, that's enough.
No, because the final two...
Oh, no, I've got three, so that means I've got almost Scott Mills' point.
Okay, that means... I don't know, it works with the math.
I just want to end the quiz so that I was the winner, but if you want to make it fair, then
the final two might be brilliant. I've not heard them, I promise, so the final two might be good.
That's all I got.
Maybe if it's in the Arctic.
That's all I got.
Oh, it's a bit nippy. No. So, final one, then. Oh, no. That's how I seduce Ben. No. Definitely not. Very good. Which means you correctly guessed.
Yay!
The three. That's really spooky.
I didn't cheat or anything. I clap myself.
Amazing. That is brilliant. You've got loads of points there. You clap yourself. Did you watch any telly last night, Becky? What did you do?
What did I watch?
Did you watch any of Alan Carr?
No, I was watching back-to-back CSI Miami. I'm a bit obsessed.
Oh, really?
Like 10 years after it was first on. No, just set the recording thing to, like, every time it's on. Now I've got, like, zillions on my box, so...
You've series linked it. I had to declutter, I suppose, the recording thing that you have. In the olden days, it would have been you just sorting out your tapes. But last night, I had to delete lots of stuff. We had... It was something like 211 episodes of Peppa Pig. Just had to go. Lots of Graham Norton. It's quite a mixed bag of stuff on there. Graham Norton's, lots of them that I'd watched and that. Loads of Grand Designs on there. Loads of Corries. Some are Dancing on Ice. But no, that's over. Just got to move on.
Do you not watch the bits back with Dave in? No?
No, although I did watch the skate-off last night before we had our little Boardwalk Empire episode sesh. I did watch the skate-off between Jeff Brazier and Kerry Katona from Sunday night just to see her fall. Well, you know, I mean, well, she stumbled a bit, but I can say that because she wasn't that good, because actually she's still a million times better than I'd ever be at doing that, so fair play to her. But there was... I'm a really big fan of You've Been Framed, you know, at weddings when people, usually ladies, do really slow falls and it takes them ages. And they're over. You know, a slow fall, a clumsy slow fall. Love that. So she didn't fall, but she had to come out of a lift, and there was a moment where she got caught under her own armpit, which no one wants to go like that. And and her armpit, well, she like had her head in her armpit. It was like, it was brilliant. We watched it a couple of times. Oh, I've got service on my phone. I'd normally have it turned off in the studio because you don't get any service. But if I put it in that corner and point it a certain direction, I get a bit. Oh.
Is that all your reply text from Comic Relief? Yeah. Radio 1
Podcast. Alan, hey, don't have a flashback to Daddy and Usher earlier on.
We don't want to talk about that anymore.
Lots of people were tweeting about Tom Hardy on Alan Carr. You know, handsome, very handsome, quite shy kind of actor boy who was on Alan Carr last night, as well as The Only Way Is Essex crew, who were very funny with Nana Pat. And I tweeted, I hope I dream about Tom Hardy and not Nana Pat and a sausage plait. Do you know what I mean? Or maybe all three together would be fine.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Are you sure there's no text about Nana Pat's sausage plait?
No, there
you didn't even look properly.
I did look. God. I did look.
Did Rob just giggle on air then? Boss is down here.
That's the boss who yesterday scoffed all the chocolates.
Rotten chocky boss, we call him. Not that easy to say.
Do you?
Well, we do now. This is one who was stuffing those girls' chocolates, the romantic ones where you're supposed to save the last one for the people that you like.
It was a sharing bag as well, and as he walked in, he stuffed the last, like, 15 in his mouth.
He only shared them with his own, well, from the lips to the hips, that's all I can say. When you're sashaying around with your big booty. Love Radio 1, you talk to bosses like this, if you're the DJ. Find myself fired. Then he brought some chocolate down and went, if that's not mould, I'm sure it'll be delicious. Which put us off eating it, didn't it, Bex?
Just a bit, yeah.
What chocolate were you munching before? I popped to the loo during Newsbeat and you came through scoffing some
off.
Are
you accusing me of the
same
crime?
You were feeding yourself
the
like people. Maybe. When you feed a horse and you have to keep the flat of your hand, really flat, the palm of your hand. You were eating chocolate off your own palm like that. You were like... Cut out the middle, man. Don't use your pincer finger and thumb, opposable thumbs. Not you. You just eat it off your own flat hand. That's what you were doing.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, they're waiting for us up there. Look, we've got some... come on, pointing to the watches, cheeky monkey.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
The Flirt School by Sarah Joanne Cox. Basically, here's what not to do. Like, don't use any of these phrases if you're trying to get with a hot fella. Here we go. These are the things I was saying to Usher. All the better for seeing you. He's like, how are you? I'm all the better for seeing you. You're looking good. Oh, no. Is this me flirting? It's horrible. Very nice.
Yeah. He seems to like it, though.
Yeah. Got nice eyes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. If someone, next time someone pays me a compliment, I'm just going to go, yeah.
He seems like a man who's used to a compliment. He handles it with aplomb. So I've told him already that I'm all the better for seeing him and that he's looking good and that he's got nice eyes. So then I move on to a bigger area than just his eyes.
A lovely face.
You got a lovely face. Then I sort of start flirting a bit, like trying to get compliments off of him.
And my arm's too muscly for a girl.
Yeah, and then I ruin it all with...
Welcome to the gun show.
I mean, I don't think girls should go, welcome to the gun show.
It was the way you kissed them as well.
I kissed my own biceps in front of him. And then it all went wrong with me desperately trying to get some more for the Usher sat-nav that Scott got last time by asking him random questions, remember?
Turn right.
There we go, and you got him to say turn right.
Turn left.
Turn around.
Turn around and all that. So I thought I'll get him to mention a few motorways. Here's my cunning plan, though it didn't go quite as I expected it to.
Do you know how to get to Sheffield? You okay with that?
Are you going to give me directions?
I think...
You got me?
Is it the M1?
Yeah. Just say M1. That's all I want him to do.
Yes. You know what? I'll call my driver in here. As a matter of fact, you just give him all the directions. Of course, we know where we're going.
Okay, crazy. Good. I just wanted to make sure. I'm even floating. I just want to make sure. Really embarrassing.
A lovely face.
Yeah, all right. Shut up. You can't talk anyway, Becky. We played Usher, your daddy's song. See what he thought of it. Let's have a listen.
And Becky, sweetie. I need some french fries. Can you go get it for me, baby? Mm. Becky, listen.
Daddy's home.
So.
Very creative, Becky.
Very creative. He was like ringing his lawyers as he was saying that.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.